Sport on the Pat Kenny Show.
With Visit Pennsylvania. Experience the World Cup on the 4th of July only in Philadelphia. Search visitpa.com.
Okay, let's look towards a very busy and quite exciting weekend in sport. Delighted to be joined by Off the Ball broadcaster Colm Buigh. And Colm, despite the NFL taking over Dublin, I am going to look across the Atlantic Ocean to America to the Ryder Cup.
Ryder Cup competition
of all competitions when it comes to golf.
Yeah, absolutely, Ciarán. It's so exciting. And like, whether you're a golf fan or not, you can get invested into this very easily, this three-day festival of team golf, which is so unusual in the sport. So the foursomes have been selected. So you're looking at 10 past 12 today, Irish time, right? That's when you want to get going here. That'll be the first session off. So Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas against John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton. So the next three then, so you have Scheffler and Henley from America playing Ludvig Åberg and Matt Fitzpatrick. Colin Morikawa and Harris English, they play Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood. And then finally in the foursomes, in the first session, 12:58 p.m., Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay against Robert McIntyre and Victor Hovland. So the big takeaway from the Irish perspective for the foursomes, no Shane Lowry. Not yet, anyway. So we might see him later on in the four balls. I'm sure we will. And very, very good possibility, actually, that he'll be partnered with Sepp Straka. So we'll see Lowry later. But to start with, it's McIlroy partnered with Fleetwood, which makes a lot of sense. They'll have a good rapport. And foursomes, of course, is every other shot. So it's depending who you're playing with and the rapport you have with them. But it's a fairly box office start in terms of the names playing, particularly that first one, Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas against John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton. That'll be tasty.
But I was watching the press conference last night and it seemed that everybody wanted to see Bryson DeChambeau with Rory McIlroy. They wanted that head-to-head.
Yeah, you want that tension that they have, and they kind of have chemistry in an unorthodox way, Ciara, in that there's no real love loss, but for some reason it really works as a television product. And you actually saw that with McIlroy in singles in Ryder Cup recent history in 2016, I think it was, against Patrick Reed, who was the ultimate villain for Team America. And they were giving it socks to each other back and forth, to the point where when McIlroy got to the 10th tee, he said in retrospect he was exhausted because of the emotional back and forth with Reed. So it really takes it out of these players. Last time out in Rome 2 years ago in Europe 1, on that Saturday night, McIlroy got into a fight with a member of Team America, one of the caddies. So this really brings out the most primitive aspects of some of these golfers, some of these multimillionaires.
Which we don't normally see in golf. No. I mean, the players, there's clearly, as you say, hostility and some tension between them. But where you really see it, I suppose, is the supporters. And the American supporters, given the fact they lost last time round, they're baying for blood. I saw Luke Donald last night, the captain of the European side, talking about the need for a little bit of respect and admiration and maybe even some applause from those American supporters. Yeah. Never going to happen,
well,
is it?
Well, what happens when you ask fans to be respectful? You know, it goes the opposite way entirely. And there's been some real nastiness to this. Like, I think there were 1999, the American fans gave Colin Montgomery an awful time particularly. And there's been other examples, but that was probably the most prominent. I suppose the big takeaway here is, look, the away side hasn't won this since 2012. That was Europe in America. The miracle of Medina, when Europe were 10-6 down before Ian Poulter hit five birdies in a row, like the ultimate Ryder Cup player. And then Europe won again on American soil before that in 2004. So you have to go back to, I think, 1993 since America won in Europe. So this is very much a homer event. And the American crowd will get absolutely all over Team Europe if they sense any bit of vulnerability. But if America aren't playing well, they will turn on them. The home fans will turn on America. So you could be
booing
looking,
and hissing. They turn on their own.
They're just ready to boo anyone. They just want to... Someone has to take this. And of course, it's America who are getting paid. They have $500,000 each. So Keegan Bradley, the American captain, is giving all his to charity. So is Patrick Cantlay, the guy who called for money in the first place, giving all his $500,000 to charity. You have to give minimum $300,000. You can do what you want with the rest. So let's see what the rest of them do. But of course, Europe are taking no money.
Okay, Colm, call it.
Europe.
Yes, that's what I thought you were going to say. I think so too. Okay, let's look a little bit closer to home because there's a Dublin Derby this evening and this could be the chance for Shamrock Rovers to close it all down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's huge. Shamrock Rovers against Bowes tonight in the League of Ireland Premier Division, 7:45 p.m. There are three other games, but all eyes on this one, Ciara, because if Rovers beat Bowes and then Derry City lose away to Drogheda United at the same time, which is likely enough, Shamrock Rovers will be crowned champions of Ireland once again under Stephen Bradley. Also, another game to watch out for tonight, Galway United against Cork City for the other end of the table. Cork City are as good as doomed, but Galway want to avoid that relegation promotion playoff, and elsewhere, Shells are against Waterford tonight.
And this would be winning this whole title with five games to spare. So yeah, it's completely comprehensive
dominance
win for them.
As opposed to this time last year with Shells under Damien Duff, a lot has changed.
Will he play a full strength team this evening, do you think, given the fact that there's so much focus still on the Conference League?
Yeah, well, it starts, yeah, for them in the group stage proper, but it also is the same for Shelburne, who want European football secured themselves domestically. So all eyes will be on that next week in the Conference League, Shamrock Rovers and Shells.
Okay, we have about 20 seconds here to describe the NFL event.
Yeah, first ever NFL game ever to be played in Ireland is happening Sunday afternoon, 2:30 or 2:30, as our American friends would say, in Croke Park. It's the Steelers against the Vikings. It's going to be an unbelievable product. Both on TV, because it will be a big production. If you're lucky enough to go to Croke Park, savour every hour, because it will go on for a while, but it'll be very enjoyable.
Okay, and there'll be full coverage on Off the Ball, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Again, Colin Burke, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Sport on the Pat Kenny Show.
With Visit Pennsylvania. Experience the World Cup on the 4th of July, only in Philadelphia. Search visitpa.com.